When it's not always raining, there'll be days like this. When there's no one complaining, there'll be days like this. Everything falls into place like the flick of a switch. Well, my mama told me there'll be days like this. When you don't need to worry,
political boo,
there'll be days
as
like
ever.
This.
Well, we finally have a result on the election. It looks like it's going to be a Conservative and Liberal Democrat coalition. Who would have ever thought of that happening? Not me. And I am, like many people who've voted Liberal Democrat, feeling a little bit betrayed, really, because if there's one thing that voting Liberal Democrat sort of stands for is kind of a complete anti-conservatism. If you vote Liberal Democrat, then generally you really don't want Conservatives. You might not want Labour, but you really, really don't want Conservatives. And I think a lot of people thought that, you know, Liberal Democrats having a lot of seats, which in the end they didn't have, would, if anything, help the Labour Party. And, okay, you know, they got 2 million more votes. And yes, the system is broken. I just can't believe that this coalition is going to work. I mean, it would seem we're going to have fixed parliaments of 4 years. I don't know how soon that can be brought in or whether that has to go through parliament, be voted on, I would imagine so, but I don't know how it works. I think that's a good thing, ultimately, because opportunistic prime ministers can't call elections when the going's good, you know, and that way it's judged on the 4 years in power, and you can't sort of call crafty elections during, you know, a time where the party's either going through a good spell or whether your opposition's going through a bad spell. So I think that's a good thing, certainly for democracy. Now, where they seem to have promised the world to Liberal Democrats is a referendum on electoral reform. And I just think, I mean, they're worlds apart on that, the Tories and the Lib Dems, and I can't imagine for a second that they'll deliver on that. And I think they're pretty much promising things they will never deliver, and that's maybe, I can't think that Nick Clegg and the Liberal Democrats are naive, so what are they playing at? I really don't know. Maybe David Cameron is going to turn out, against all odds, to be the best thing for the country and, you know, a revolutionary who changes the political system and actually acts on everyone's behalf. I can't see it happening, I really can't, but who knows. So, yeah, that's it. It's all done and dusted now. We'll see how this coalition progresses. I really need a wee very badly. Oh, you see, I decided yesterday to start a diet because, well, you've seen me. And part of that diet, apparently, would be drink more than your body weight in water every single day. What they don't realise is that, you know, people have things called bladders, and I've spent the last 2 days just constantly drinking and pissing. Not at the same time. But maybe the ends will justify the means. So, Audio Boo, I shall bid you farewell for today. Goodbye, Audio Boo. Chin up.
I was 21 years when I wrote this song. I'm 22 now, but I won't be for long. People ask me, when will you grow up to be a man? But all the girls I loved at school already pushing prams. I loved you then as I love you still. Though I put you on a pedestal, they put you on the pill. I don't feel bad about letting you go. I just feel sad about letting you know.